Welcome back into the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone. We're joined now by Dan Tyler, the host of Spartan Red Zone at Michigan State University student radio station. Dan, how you doing? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate the some of that love down south where I have Spartans up here.
Well, I'll tell you this. Let me rephrase this. The only team that I would like to see beat Kentucky would be Michigan State. As an SEC guy, I'm rooting for Kentucky. But if Michigan State, you know, happens to beat Kentucky for a national championship, I would be okay with that because I have mad respect for Tom Izzo.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely appreciate that. You know, I usually like to root for the Big Ten. I got to say, I'm not the biggest fan of Wisconsin, though. So I'm a little bit torn with that first game. But, you know, if that were to happen, I think that has to be one of the biggest upsets in NCAA history, just with the disparity in talent and how good that Kentucky team is this year. It would be something historical.
Yeah, Dan, watching that Wisconsin-Arizona game, I thought that Wisconsin's team, even though they won that game, they looked kind of soft inside. I thought Frank Kaminsky got a lot of really weak calls in that game. And I was just sitting there thinking that, man, I don't think he can do this against Kentucky. How do you think Kaminsky's going to fare against that Kentucky team?
You know, Being a Big Ten guy, I get to watch a lot of Wisconsin basketball throughout the year, and I talk about it with a lot of people around here. They get a kind of absurd amount of calls, like they are this Duke or North Carolina type team, but they just don't have the work previously that those teams have to get the kind of calls that they do. I definitely agree that they get a lot of soft calls and they get babied, and I think it hurts them more when you start to play these tough games in the NCAA tournament because there aren't as much biases in conference and stuff like that. And, you know, Kentucky is physically the most dominant basketball team I can remember watching in college basketball, just the amount of size they have down low. I totally agree with you. I just don't think that his style of play matches up very well with guys like Karl Anthony Towns and Willie Cauley-Stein. These are bodies that are just as tall and long as his, but more physically strong. So he's really going to have to man up and play strong in that game if they have a chance to beat Kentucky.
You know, Dan, it seems like a couple of weeks ago we weren't even talking about this Spartans team at all. What do you contribute to this kind of switch of success all of a sudden into a Final Four, which is about as good as you can get at this point?
You know, watching this team all year, they were the absolutely hands-down most frustrating basketball team I've seen in my years of watching Michigan State, and I've been a big fan since I was 4 or 5 years old. But I do think they had that talent level there. The consistency was just nowhere to be found, and you know, you got to really contribute it to coaching. Tom Izzo, he's done it years previously, and this, I think, was his biggest magic trick of all, you know, pulling this team together, really getting them focused and playing hard and playing team basketball because, you know, say, take last year, for example, we had pretty star-studded team with guys like Adrian Payne and Gary Harris. We don't have that this year. You know, we have some good players, but nobody quite to that level. So they really just needed to come together a lot more as a team, play smart, focused basketball, and a lot of that's got to come down to Tom Izzo and the rest of the coaching staff there.
All right, Dan, I got to ask, what's it like on campus right now? How's everyone feeling going into this matchup against Duke?
I mean, right now, after the initial shock of us making the Final Four, because, I mean, nobody would have expected it. Months, 5 weeks ago, a lot of people were thinking, like, man, we might not make the NCAA tournament this year. But everyone's really excited, you know. The way that we're playing, a lot of people didn't think we had a shot against Virginia. Beat them. Oklahoma, same thing. Louisville, same thing. So, you know, a lot of people don't think that we have a shot against Duke. It's going to be a tough game. It's definitely the toughest game as of yet, but I think a lot of people are, you know, hopeful. We know that we can play them tough and make it a close game. We're just hoping we get enough bounces at the end of the game to, you know, come away with the win and get another shot at a national title.
You know, Dan, the closest we get you know, to the Final Four in Tuscaloosa here is filling out a bracket. And last year, Eric filled out a bracket, and he took the office by storm and did pretty well. And
Michigan State.
He hasn't stopped talking about it. How did your bracket turn out this year? And be honest with us, how far did you have Michigan State going?
My bracket is decent this year. Nothing to brag about. Definitely a step forward from last year. Last year was my worst bracket of all time. And like I said, I've been a big basketball and sports fan since I was 4 or 5. So, you know, when I was 4 or 5, I was filling out better brackets than I did last year. But honestly, I had Michigan State in the Elite Eight. I thought we could get past Virginia. We knew the team after beating them last year in the Sweet 16. And Justin Anderson hadn't really been the same since breaking his hand, I think it was. And then he actually had an appendectomy, too. And then Oklahoma, I wasn't too big on the Big 12. I thought they were pretty overrated this year, so I thought we could get through there. I just didn't want to be a homer and the guy that picked Michigan State to go to the Final Four or further and then watch us lose to Georgia, because though I wouldn't be surprised if we made the Final Four, I also wouldn't have been surprised if we lost first round to Georgia, the way the team has just been up and down this year. So I had us in the Elite Eight. God said, it's one of those deals where you're happy to be wrong. I would much rather them go to the Final Four than have them help out my, you know, middle of my bracket, or like middle of the group that I'm in bracket. So, you know, I didn't expect them to go this far, but it's been a great run.
Dan, a question we were all asking amongst ourselves during the break before we brought you on was, would you rather have a national championship in basketball or football as a student?
That's a tough question, and you guys definitely know a thing or two about those national championships in football.
Finger 15.
I got to go with football, honestly, because I saw a basketball national championship back in 2000, and success in basketball is nothing really new for Michigan State. You know, been to 7 Final Fours under Tom Izzo, only won the one title, but you know, it's something that you have hoped for every year. But football, you know, we're just now getting up to that, you know, touching maybe close to that elite status in football for the last couple of years. Still got a little bit of work to do, but it's just such a tough landscape. It's always tough in basketball, but football, you know, the powerhouse that you guys have there, and the SEC is always so strong, as you know. Now Ohio State is rising to prominence under Urban Meyer, and just a really tough landscape. And if you go out there and you can win a national title, you really have to be a dominant team in college football. And I think that's just something I never would have dreamed to be in the realm of possibility as a younger kid watching Michigan State football. So I definitely think I would enjoy seeing that just a little more than basketball.
All right, Dan, I got a question for you here. All right, so I'm involved with the Alabama club hockey team, and a couple weeks ago, Michigan State's Division III club team came down to Pelham, Alabama, and won the national championship. Just wondering, has anyone on campus heard about that? Because I know you guys have a lot of hockey
teams. Or heard of
there.
Pelham, Alabama, maybe.
So has there been any talk on campus about that?
Honestly, no. This is the first time I've heard of it.
This is the first you've heard of it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, everybody's too preoccupied with basketball, I think, to keep their mindset on that. Like I said, haven't heard of it. Props to them. That's awesome. Always love getting some hardware. But, yeah, everyone's kind of got a one-track mind right now. We're all focusing on basketball and seeing where that's going to take us.
I guess that's fair enough. I guess when you have the Final Four going on, you're maybe a little too preoccupied. You know, We're too worried about making the NIT around here and filling out our brackets down here in Alabama. Basketball is just, it kind of takes a second seat, although I will say that I don't think I've ever seen as many Alabama fans come out of the woodwork as basketball fans, except during this coaching search right now, as we're desperately scrambling trying to get Greg Marshall to Tuscaloosa.
Hey, I mean, that would be a huge program turning around move, I think, though, because Greg Marshall, he's worked wonders, and you know, I think that Shockers team is you know, I wouldn't call them an elite program or anything, but they're definitely a program to be reckoned with. And being able to recruit from the SEC and, you know, be able to call yourself Crimson Tide coach will just go so much further in recruiting. So if he can do what he has done with some of those guys, I think that, you know, the sky might be the limit if he were to come to Alabama. So that'd be a huge move for you guys.
We're praying down here, let me tell you that. We are all wish. I've been checking my phone pretty much every 5 minutes for the past week on Twitter, just searching for updates to see if Greg Marshall's coming to Tuscaloosa or not. And the only coach I'd rather have than Marshall would be Izzo himself, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, Izzo.
Can you talk to him for us, Dan? Just put in a good word, okay? That's all we're asking for. You're our in right now.
I'll see what I can do, but, you know, I think Greg Marshall's a little more possible for you guys. But, hey, you got that SEC money. You never know how far that can go.
That's very true. Bill Battle's not afraid to whip out the checkbook down here. Money is not an object for Alabama athletics, thank goodness. But Dan, thank you again for coming on, and best of luck to the Spartans in the Final Four.
Hey, thank you, and thanks again for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. It was a good time. Got a chance to listen to a little bit of the show before calling in. It sounds like you guys got a good program down there.
Oh, we do appreciate
that.
Appreciate
it, Dan. Thank you.
All right, take it easy, guys.
And good luck, Dan.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, guys, that was Dan Tyler from Michigan State University. He's a student radio personality just like ourselves, so it's always fun to get guys like that, like ourselves, aspiring for the same things on the program. And fun talking to a Michigan State student and kind of getting an insight on what the atmosphere is like up there in East Lansing. When we come back, everybody's favorite segment, basketball trivia, Greg Marshall-themed basketball trivia, everybody. I'm pulling hard. I'm hoping he's listening. Just so he knows how into him we are as a fan base. So stick around for that. You're listening to the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone.